And Petulia's here with business news.
Thanks, Carol. The number of incidents of aggression and harassment in the workplace has risen, according to business group IBEC, with customer-facing services such as retail, libraries and hospitality among the highest reported cases. IBEC has launched a toolkit designed to support businesses deal with such abuse. Karen McGann, Head of Skills and Social Policy at IBEC, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the nature of the aggression that you're referring to here?
So really what we're seeing is a range of different types, ranging from verbal, in some cases physical, abuse, harassment and intimidation of employees within the workplace, oftentimes in customer-facing engagements. So that can be everything from health to retail to hospitality to transport.
Okay. And you're seeing an increase as well in protests in inverted commas, I should add.
So what we're seeing certainly in the likes of libraries and pharmacies and bookstores is where they've become targets for these protesters entering the workplace and often making unfounded accusations and verbally attacking or intimidating staff. And they can be dealing with groups making accusations related to vaccines or child protection, and staff being accused of being ignorant of grooming or of child safety, and in locations where asylum seekers, for example, or refugees or accommodated employees have been personally accused of wrongdoing by activists who are filming the interactions. So it's quite an intimidating and harassing engagement for employees.
And what's behind the surge in this type of behaviour? What do you put it down to?
I think it's a mix of issues, but one thing that we certainly see is that it is possibly partly against a backdrop of the polycrises of the pandemic, of the war in Ukraine and Gaza, and cost of living challenges, which can lead to people feeling maybe fear and insecurity around economic uncertainty or social upheaval or rapid cultural change, which can let people feel that they're, you know, being left behind or marginalised. This can really result in people blaming others for their perceived threats to their way of life or to their well-being. And that then opens itself up for an opportunity for a growth in resentment, intolerance, exclusion, marginalised views, and polarising views, which with encouragement, unfortunately, can lead to hate towards different groups and ultimately social cohesion.
Employers have an obligation to provide a safe place of work, but what can they do to mitigate the risks of this kind of behaviour?
I think it's really important that they put in place as many preventative options as possible. So that can mean doing a risk assessment. It can mean engaging with your staff because they're on the ground, they're seeing what's happening, and putting in place policies, sometimes really public statements around the level of tolerance for anything towards their employees within the workplace, but also putting those risk assessments in place so that where they can take potential flashpoints out of the equation, they do so. Then, unfortunately, if something does happen, it's about putting supports in place for employees, whether that's through employee assistance programs or counselling or whatever needs to be in place. It also means reviewing the situation if an incident has occurred, learning from that and again, putting mitigating pieces in place again.
And briefly, if an employee is being verbally abused, just to take that as an example, what should they do?
Well, again, training is part of the equation here as well. And oftentimes employees will be given some training on how to de-escalate situations through empathy and conversation and so on. But ultimately, it's about staying safe. So if that means removing themselves from the situation, calling a manager, if there's a panic button in place and they feel things are escalating, that's something that they would use. But it's all about remaining as safe as possible in the situation.
Karen McGann, Head of Skills and Social Policy at IBEC. Thank you very much for coming into us.